What's going on, everyone? Jeremy here from The Quarter, and I've got a pretty important public service announcement. If you use Gmail, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, there is a major, major concern, not to mention a massive data breach that happened today on the supposedly secure WhatsApp. I actually want to pull that up because there was a massive WhatsApp data breach. As I was preparing for the show, I didn't even have it planned to talk about, but let's talk about that too. Let's get into the story. By the way, just reminding people, these hilarious Christmas themed beverage themed and the original meme-tastic cookbooks are for sale for Christmas. The perfect stocking stuffer, or if you have a white elephant gift, or you have somebody who loves memes or Trump, support the channel. And I have about 300 left of each. And they're going to ship at or before December 1st, thequartering.com/shop. So make sure you grab those and before they're gone. I'm never ordering anymore. They're gone. When they're gone, they're gone. WhatsApp vulnerability exposes 3.5 billion users' phone numbers. I can't wait for more Indian scam calls. A critical security flaw in WhatsApp has now allowed researchers to reveal the phone numbers of 3.5 billion users. This would be the largest data leak in history if it hadn't been done by quote-unquote researchers. So essentially, let's make sure everyone knows WhatsApp is not secure, at least in my opinion. Now let's talk about Gmail. Now, I've talked about before on this channel about my undying and burning hate for AI, in particular how Google uses it. How every time I upload a video to YouTube, I have to allow it to use that video to train their video AI to eventually replace me, which is going to happen, which is why I love, you know, the Mean Green website so much. But here's first a PSA that went out that I just wanted to share with people about Gmail.
If you have a Gmail account, you're going to want to listen up. Apparently, Google has allowed AI to scan your emails, all of the information, every single email, every word, and every attachment.
Now, the concern with this, first of all, this has already been happening for a very long time. If you've ever opened Gmail, you see there's ads across the top. Those ads are actually based on what's in your email inbox. It's not a coincidence. I used to run an ad agency, and we had very successful marketing campaigns doing that. The big concern is that eventually one day, all the information in your emails is just going to be available out there for whoever wants to pay for it. So future employers, maybe you'll be standing, trial one day, it's going to come up. You know, I think that, you know, I use Proton Mail now more for my personal emails. I let kind of like the spam and everything flow to Gmail because I don't really send anything sensitive there. But like, hopefully, maybe there's more people in the comment section that can recommend other alternatives to Gmail once you see this.
Doesn't matter if it's financial documents, taxes, whatever personal information, it is being scanned by AI under your Gmail account. So if you have Gmail accounts, I want you to go through and do this right now.
Now pay attention.
You're going to want to go in and click this little gear in your inbox.
Because this is an opt-out. This is the way these companies do this. It's like, oh, you have to opt out. We're going to invade your privacy, but you can opt out. We're also going to make it hard to do.
Box under settings, then click see all settings. Mm. From there, you're going to want to scroll until you see smart features and Google Workspace smart features. This is what we're focusing on. So here under smart features, you're going to want to click that off.
Yep.
Turn off and reload. And then here under Google Workspace smart features, you're going to
they hide this one really in there.
That. And then make sure that both of these check marks are turned off. One, two, boom.
Yep.
And save. And there you go. You are now saved from AI scanning all of your information.
For now, until they roll out another update. One of the ways they get around this all the time is they'll roll out an update that will reset everybody's settings. And then you have to go back in to figure out how to disable it again. This also a privacy alert put out by Jimmy Dore, and Facebook and Instagram, WhatsApp have replied to it. And so I will also reference their reply and you can decide who you want to believe. I believe Jimmy.
Starting December 16th, Meta will start reading your DMs. Every conversation, every photo, every voice message fed into AI and used for profit.
By the way, Apple Pay is probably already doing this according to many of the replies.
So here's how.
Guess what? Facebook Meta is reading your messages. You think I'm kidding? Meta, FBI, Insta, WhatsApp will read your DMs and...
Facebook, not FBI, Jimmy.
And AI chats.
What's the difference, though? What's the difference?
This is going to be rolling out in December.
December 16th, I believe.
Social media giant Meta is about to start reading users' conversations, including direct messages and chats with its AI, with no option to opt out other than not to use their platforms, which include Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, which provides no option to turn its AI off.
This is how it is on YouTube, by the way. So on YouTube, if you want to upload your videos to it, you have to allow them to, whatever their AI video thing is, I forget what it's called. You opt out, you cannot opt out even of allowing them to scan your videos. If I remember correctly, YouTube AI scan... turn off. So they have age verification. YouTube rolls out new AI power technology at age. So it's all age, but you know, how to turn off AI training on your videos? I don't know. Because here we go. Give us your face or lose your account. You know, Spotify to YouTube platforms now demand biometric proof of age. Experts warn that you could lose access and your privacy if algorithms get it wrong. This is an article from Today, PC Magazine. Since the internet began, there has been a debate on how websites can ensure that spicy content is only accessed by the people who are legally allowed to, whether it's spicy songs, outright attacks on TikTok, or YouTube videos. With recent legislation such as the UK's Online Safety Act and similar laws in the US, major internet platforms from YouTube to Spotify to Reddit have introduced AI powered age verification and estimation tools. P-Hub, whose parent company Alo owns and operates a number of studios and streaming platforms, has also been reassessing whether to comply with the age verification laws. The process for both age verification estimations, here's the concern. You cannot opt out. These age estimation tools also typically come with the penalty for not using them. Most platforms will simply prevent an account from viewing any type of content that they view spicy, but some, like Spotify, will delete or deactivate your entire account if your age is estimated incorrectly or if you refuse to use age estimation or verification. A Spotify spokesperson tells us that users are given a 90-day period to allow sufficient time for those who are over the minimum age to take the steps required to pass an ID check. If they do not participate in the age check during this time, their account will be deleted. So now we have to give AI our photos. You know, the tech companies say, trust us, but I just opened up the video with a massive data breach of 3.5 billion phone numbers, right? This is what, you know, platforms have struggled. Privacy advocates such as EFF aren't the only ones with concerns about age verification estimation. Content platforms have felt the strain of compliance with these new laws. See, the government doesn't actually have to enforce age verification and digital ID on us. They just forced the three companies that control access to most of the internet. That's how this stuff happens, right? Now, PC Magazine is saying, no, Meta won't read your IG or Facebook DMs. Here's what's actually changing. Well, let me let Jimmy finish this segment quick.
So the reason why people use WhatsApp is because they think it's private. It's not. Turns out Meta's reading your messages. That's why I use Signal, which I'm sure they can get into Signal.
I use Signal too, but I also am sure, certainly the NSA can, right?
I'm sure they can. There's no privacy. This data access will start in most of the world on December 16th.
Oh, a week before Christmas when everyone's
busy. Though
in the
EU and UK, which have stricter data protection laws, it will start later, apparently on March 4th of next year. Wow. Mm. So unless you want a couple of robotic blonde women to pat you down and cuff you as you try to go to work, you better watch what you say, what you think, and how you communicate in the United Kingdom, because they're already arresting thousands of people a year for their social media posts, let alone for your private messages. Now they're going to have access to your private messages. Industry media analysts have tended so far to focus on the issue of AI chats, but Facebook, in a privacy update titled "Your Activity and Information That You Provide," includes DMs in the data it can access, gather, and use.
So, do you take their word for it, or do you take their damage control? Okay. Now, they're saying the change, Facebook is saying, the change that takes effect December 16th is intended to, quote, better personalize content and ad recommendations across the service. As an example given by Meta, if you talk to an AI chatbot about something such as hiking, you might start seeing recommendations for hiking groups, posts from friends about trails, or ads for hiking boots. So they're going to take, if you use anything that's AI, which is basically all customer service now, just so we're clear, it's going to be using that to sell you ads. Meta also, viral videos on is refuting this, saying some viral social media posts have claimed the change will instead provide access to all of your direct messages. A post from Instagram account with Hustle with Chip has over 238,000 likes. Says Meta will start reading your DMs on December 16th. Every conversation, every photo, every voice message fed into AI used for profit. Now, in a comment provided to Snopes, Meta says, "We do not use the content of your private messages with family and friends to train our AIs unless you or someone in the chat chooses to share those messages with our AIs. This isn't new, nor is it part of our December 16th. Well, who do you believe? Do you believe what they said, or do you believe the damage control? AI is a force for evil, and it should be stopped. I hope you're informed by this video. I hope you'll share it with somebody, and we'll talk to you again real soon.